call her?
What would you call her?
Granny Boone.
Granny Boone. Okay, and if a city person comes to the country, what do the country people say behind his back?
I don't know.
I don't mean that you would say it, but...
I might say it, too.
You might say it, too.
I don't know what would it be called.
You ever call going city slicker? Or...
Yeah, that's what... And some of them is that, too.
the name fits so, huh?
Some of them is that.
A country person goes to town. What do the town people say about him?
Country so-and-so.
Country boy, country...
They can look at you and tell you from the country.
And how do you normally refer to members of your own race? Suppose you were talking to Mrs. Lawrence, how would you refer to your own race here?
Well, I would, some good and some bad.
You say she is a what?
Good woman or good lady.
But suppose you're talking about members just of your own race. You would say that she is a... You say she is a colored woman or a Negro or what?
Well, I would say whatever color she was, I say she's a Negro woman. Because there ain't no such thing as a nigger. Yes, there is. I take that back.
See, those are terms I'm not sure about. What is the difference between a colored person, a Negro, and a nigger? I don't know the difference.
Well, I'm going to tell you some of it.
Okay. That's what I'm interested in.
Well, I don't know what you or anybody else would say.
Mind if I have to move the mic here? The sun's getting in your eyes.
Now, what I would say is a nigger is the character of a person. That's what I call a nigger. I don't care how white or how black, he's a nigger. Just because you're black, you don't have to be a nigger. Now, a nigger, that's the character. That's what I'm saying. I don't know about you and nobody else.
Well, we're interested in studying these terms to see what they do actually mean to the people who use them.
Now, I don't know what they mean, but that's what I'm saying.
Well, they mean whatever they mean to the person who uses them.
We can be good and we can be bad. And a lot of times when you see a person, oh, he just got to kill somebody, or he's too drunk for this. He ain't drunk. He just want to do something dirty. And that's the easy way to get by, see. If you do anything, people will say, oh, he was drunk, he didn't know what he was doing. He knows. Because a drunk person is just like a child. If he's drunk, he's going somewhere and go to bed. Or fall down wherever he is, going to sleep. That's a drunk person. But when you, now that's me saying that, I don't know. But if he just got enough to smell on it and make people think he's drunk, he ain't drunk, it's just he wanted to do something dirty, and that's a good way to do, see. People say he was drunk when he's just as sober as you is right now.
I see.
Now, am I wrong or right?
No, I understand what you mean. And as I say, what I'm studying here is what these words actually mean to the people who use them. Mm-hmm. You know, there is no right or there is no correct or incorrect. what the words mean.
Now, I'm just saying that now because I don't know. See, I ain't got no education, nothing like that. I don't know. But I'm just speaking my opinion.
Suppose that you...